Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Ravi Pendekante, Vice President of Server Solutions Marketing at Dell. Welcome, Ravi.
Thank you, Allison. Great to be here.
Ravi, why don't you start by introducing what your role is at Dell in terms of delivery of capabilities to the data center?
So, Allison, I look after the product management and product marketing side of the house for our server product line, which essentially is our PowerEdge product line. It's my responsibility and that of my teams to understand where the market is headed, and based on all the discussions we have with our analyst community, partners such as yourselves, our customers, plan for products to come out which will actually address those customer needs, and in short, ensure that we actually have a well-thought-out server strategy.
So when you take a look at that purview, today is a pretty exciting day at Dell and Intel. Can you tell me why?
We are actually proud to be announcing the PowerEdge R930, which is our four-socket server. This is a server we believe will map to the needs of the enterprise customers who are looking for a robust offering in the four-socket space. This is a server that can help customers with their OLTP needs, help customers with their requirements to ensure that they're able to migrate from, let's say, a RISC processor base to a more cost-effective, price-performance, competitive solution in the form of an R930.
The R930, I believe, is Dell's highest-performing server platform. Is that correct?
That is right. This server supports up to four processors. These are Intel Xeon E7 V3 product family set, which goes up to 18 cores per processor. More importantly, this particular platform supports in-memory database applications, OLTP, CRM, ERP applications. For any customer who's looking at migrating from, let's say, the RISC platform to the more mainstream open standards-based x86 platform, this is an ideal fit. This particular platform can support up to 6 terabytes of RAM, obviously with 64G DIMMs. It also has what I would call the RAS feature set, the reliability, availability, and serviceability feature set that E7 boosts off, and we certainly will go ahead and have those in our solution set.
You talked about RISC migration as one of the targets for this platform, but there's a lot of different workloads that are targets for this quality of server. Can you talk about where you see your enterprise customers looking to move to the R930?
Sure. I mean, I talk about the RISC side primarily because of two reasons. One, the availability of applications on RISC-based servers is really thinning out in terms of number of application vendors supporting RISC, which essentially means our customers will probably find it a lot more difficult not only to procure the right application suite, but more importantly, to also get the right support from the developer community or from the application vendor itself. The second thing, of course, if you start looking at the huge strides that the E7 has made in the space of RAS, which has been a huge selling point for RISC vendors, and that is completely mitigated. This is where I do believe we have the best price performance in the industry. It's just not about the best performance or getting it most cost effective. We do believe that price performance on a R930 in conjunction with the E7 processor really makes it a very cost effective solution for our customers. And to ensure that we're able to move customers' applications from, let's say, a RISC-based platform to the Xeon processor-based platform, we at Dell are offering migration services of our customers. So in short, we are providing our customers with the best product and then services to help manage the migration from some of their RISC-based platforms to the Intel Xeon-based processor.
Can you tell me a little bit about what it's like to work with Intel and the other leading software providers to ensure that solutions are available when a platform launches?
The beauty of working with Intel is we just don't try and take a very pointed view of just the processor by itself. We look at the entire ecosystem. For us, an ecosystem includes ensuring that we have the right developer community, we have the right management framework, which I should mention We have the whole Dell Open Management portfolio that we are making available as part of the R930, which ensures that our customers are able to leverage things such as our iDRAC lifecycle controller, which are essentially our agent-free management capabilities, and all the way up to the Open Manage portfolio that has things like OME, which is Open Manage Essentials, or Open Manage Mobile, for example. So there's a whole plethora of suite offerings that we have put together that our customers not only have the best product possible out there, but an ecosystem which includes everything from management to application vendors. This is something, Allison, that Intel and Dell do together, providing what I would call a complete solution portfolio of sorts to our customers.
Where do you think customers will benefit most refreshing legacy platforms to the new models?
First and foremost, as more applications are becoming memory intensive, the fact that we can actually go up to 6 terabytes of memory, I think, is huge. This is especially true for customers that are looking at running in-memory databases, for example, to be able to have that kind of memory footprint on the servers. The second thing, of course, is customers are becoming more reliant on having their systems run 24/7, 365 days of the year. You want really systems that are actually able to scale and be up and running in that kind of a timeline. And I think the kind of innovations that Dell and Intel are bringing forth should help our customers tremendously. In doing so, we have not forgotten about the whole management piece of the house. So it's the trifecta of those three elements coming together, which I think are a huge step up from where we were before.
Ravi, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. One final question. Where our audience can find more information about the new Dell platforms and what Dell is doing to deliver value in the enterprise data center.
So I think the best point of reference would be to check Dell.com. You'll see a link for business, and we have laid out everything. You'll see all the specifics out there. We have data sheets. We'll have examples, customer references, and a whole rich set of tools that our customers can utilize to ensure that they have their questions answered. If not, of course, we are more than happy to work with our customers and partner community in making sure that we give them the right information before they make their decision. And I must say, Allison, it's been great talking to you, and we at Dell certainly look forward to working even better and closer with Intel.
Well, Ravi, congratulations once again on the new launch of the Dell R930. It's an exciting platform, and thanks so much for the collaboration. We hope to have you back on the show soon.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.